In local news, the preliminary results are out for the Well Energy Trust elections, and unfortunately local Neil Toland didn't make it onto the Trust. With 25 candidates running for the 7 positions on the board and almost no publicity in the media, the election is a bit of a lottery where promises to give out discounts is widely considered to be a good strategy. In the results, the old Bring Back Discounts team, which dominated the Trust over the last 3 years, has been reduced to a minority of 3, which might bring changes to what they do. It's hard to know, though, as there is another team of 3 on the Trust now calling themselves More Discounts and Grants, and we were never able to work out what they stood for. The 7th member of the Trust is Labour MP Jamie Strange. And the local BP is open again today after an incident early yesterday morning closed the service station for most of the day. 2 appliances were called out, but the crews were tight-lipped as an investigator was due on site later in the day, plus a bit of a clean-up inside was required. And bus passengers have been urged to get excited about changes to bus fares starting tomorrow, but in reality fares will be doubling for most users as the end of a previous discount scheme comes to an end, according to local bus campaigner John Lawson. The Regional Council is promoting the government's new Community Connect initiative, which will see free fares for those under 13 and half-price fares for those under 25. And the article says the initiative is designed to make bus usage habit-forming for the younger generation, but does not explain the effective increase for non-retired adults. And in local sport, the Raglan Roosters are playing at home this weekend, hopefully. All football across the Waikato region was cancelled last weekend, but surprisingly parts of the field at Papahua would have been dry enough for a game. With rain falling intensely again today, all eyes are on the Football Federation to see what games will go ahead. Meanwhile, the Whangaroa Fire Rugby League team are in Matangi this weekend to take on the Hornets at 1 p.m. And that is your local news for Friday the 30th of June 2023.